Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area here in Miami, Florida. The time is 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central Time. Here's the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta. Wind information, 70 miles an hour, currently over the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, moving northwest at 14 miles an hour. The central pressure, 984 millibars. We're getting that measured with the aircraft before landfall, and we'll get the aircraft back out there once it gets on the Gulf of Mexico once again. Let's start off with the satellite here. Over the Yucatan Peninsula, you can see the structure here. This right here is Zeta, and with time, moving back out into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the steering of Zeta is interesting. You have a high-pressure system right off the Florida coast, and you're going to start seeing Zeta move right around the southwest portion of that ridge. But with time, this is what we're watching to turn Zeta back towards the north and eventually back to the northeast. This trough of low pressure will slowly move onto the east, and that will cause a turn in Zeta towards the Louisiana coast, bringing impacts to not just portions of the coast, but well inland as well. Let's examine the latest forecast track. This is the latest advisory that we have. Tropical storm force winds extending well out from the center, but with time, getting back out in the Gulf of Mexico, very warm water, not much shear, become a hurricane again once we get back out into the Gulf. And this is that turn I was talking about. So rotating around the high and then bending back with time. So we have hurricane warnings up for portions of Louisiana, the Mississippi coast, tropical storm warnings up also for portions of the Alabama coast and also the coast of Florida, the panhandle as well. So look at the timing here. So here we are early in the morning on Tuesday with time, overnight Wednesday moving back into the Gulf, and Wednesday afternoon approaching the coast of Louisiana, and sometime late Wednesday into the evening hours making landfall in this area. But remember, where is it going to hit? Anywhere inside that cone, we're looking at having that hurricane warning. That's the way we want to make sure everybody's ready for the winds, not just the winds, but once again, we have the dangers of storm surge. You start looking at some of these values, that onshore flow with a hurricane could really pile up that water. So areas around intercoastal city of Port Fouchon, 2 to 4 foot, Lake Bourne, Port Fouchon around the mouth of the river, up towards Lake Pontchartrain as well. Some of these areas getting some significant storm surge, but Lake Bourne 4 to 6 feet, some areas 4 to 6 foot all the way along the Mississippi coast. So that can cause some problems. Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Pascagoula, any one of those areas could see this dangerous storm surge. And also the right-hand side, we always see those issues associated with that Mobile Bay, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. Some of those low-lying areas seeing some of this water. Also the barrier islands, all the way over Dauphin Island to Navarre, 2 to 4 foot. Look at this, Pensacola Bay, 2 to 4 foot as well. Now we talk about the rainfall, a lot of rainfall associated with this. A few things going on. It's the tropical moisture associated with Zeta, but we also have a front. So the heavy rainfall is not just on the coast, but spreads well inland with time. So New Orleans, Montgomery, all the way up to Nashville, but with time up in the mountains, Roanoke, southern portions of Ohio, even up into Indiana, some of these areas could get significant amounts of rainfall, leading to some of that flash flooding. So we'll be keeping an eye on all the latest from here at the National Hurricane Center. This is the latest information on Tropical Storm Zeta.